This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. When President Bush pledged $350 million for tsunami disaster relief, that money began its journey east from Washington, D.C., in a busy room on the ninth floor of the Ronald Reagan Building.
It is fair to say that this is the nerve center of logistics. We're in a very intense groove.
Alex Mahoney is a manager in the Disaster Response Operations Center, part of the U.S. Agency for International Development. The facility is staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Clocks over Mahoney's shoulder indicate precise times in Colombo, New Delhi, Bangkok, and Washington.
There's a lot of seemingly mundane but very important things that have to be worked out, like how much funding is going to go to people, how many plastic water jugs you have to send out, plastic sheeting, but it's all very important.
In a span of minutes, ships are diverted at sea to move rice into ports. Million-dollar deals are cut with aid groups with new relief projects on the ground. Logistics coordinator John Boyle shepherded a 747 a couple of days ago full of supplies from Miami to the capital of Sri Lanka.
There's so much congestion going into Colombo that we were requested to try to get them a spot, a landing clearance, with a time window to land, offload the cargo, and then depart. I had to work with the Sri Lankan Civil Aviation Administration, and we were faxing back and forth. So that took up several hours. It landed successfully. It was 30 minutes later than we expected, but it landed successfully, and that's what we were shooting for.
Many of the coordinators in the response center are veterans of USAID teams who managed relief after Hurricane Mitch, Kosovo, earthquakes in Turkey, the war in Iraq.